WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Later, reporter Stefan Salisbury tells us what happened when the Major Advisory Council of the National Endowment for the Arts met in Washington over the weekend. Abby Lincoln began her career in the 1950s as a supper club singer, a line of work in which it may be more important to look good than sound good. After she met jazz drummer Max Roach, she was reborn as a politically conscious jazz singer. Lincoln's also had a modest Hollywood career, starring in the films Nothing But a Man and For the Love of Ivy in the 1960s. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says she's one of his favorite singers.
People walking round, living in a daze, high above the ground with their snooty ways, putting people down, acting phony while they fly high.
Singing lyrics well demands a measure of acting talent. So it figures that Abby Lincoln, who was last seen on screen in Mo' Better Blues, is one of the handful of great living jazz singers. Lincoln can put over a lyric so well, she keeps you from noticing how bad some of the words she sings really are. Check out this tune's weak opening lines.
When lonely feelings chill, the meadows of your mind, just think, if winter comes, can spring be far behind? Beneath the deepest snows, the sea of a rose is merely that it knows you must believe in spring.
Lincoln put so much emotion into that Michelle LeGrand song, she makes you forget she had to get through the phrase, the meadows of your mind, in order to do it. When Abby Lincoln was first starting out, she got some timely encouragement from Billie Holiday. And in many ways, she's Holiday's successor. In fact, at one time, she was up for the role of Holiday in the movie Lady Sings the Blues. The part wound up going to Diana Ross, who was almost as awful as the movie script was. But that's another story. Like Billie Holiday, Abby Lincoln has an odd way of selling a song by flattening out its melody. She brings it closer to the contours of speech. Also like Holiday, she made her reputation as a jazz singer with records featuring great jazz players. On Lincoln's new album, The World is Falling Down, her rhythm section includes bassist Charlie Hayden and drummer Billy Higgins. The horn soloists are trumpeter Clark Terry and alto saxophonist Jackie McLean.
The struggle here is won. I will find a new dimension in the rising sun.
That's a little of Lincoln's song, I Got Thunder and It Rings. Abby Lincoln is like Billie Holiday in one more way, too. Both have been praised for singing stark material, but are at their best on upbeat stuff. Too many singers who strive for enthusiasm wind up gushing like cheerleaders. But the joy in Lincoln's music is more profound. She knows the world can be rough, but she's prepared to be defiant. Lincoln even brings a sense of cheerful resignation to her own song about mortality, The World is Falling Down. The sarcastically bluesy horn section and Clark Terry's wah-wah trumpet solo get the mood exactly right. Here's a good long excerpt.
There are some folks I used to know who used to smile and say hello. Spin the world and turn the page, entertaining from the stage. But Father Time, forever true, loves its own, and me and you disappear just like the sun. When the day is done. World is falling down, hold my hand. It's a lonely sound, hold my hand. We'll follow the breeze and go like the wind, and look for a place where the willow's been. World is falling down.
The two tunes Abby Lincoln wrote are the highlights of her new album. It's not like they're the only good stuff, but this is one of those records where the best songs are so good, the weak ones don't matter. That's a little like the way Lincoln's singing works. As she's aged, the range of notes she can hit is narrowed, and her breath control isn't perfect. But when she's inspired, she makes you forget her technical shortcomings. You don't hear her limits. You just hear the music.
Kevin Whitehead is a frequent contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Abby Lincoln's new album, The World Is Falling Down, on Verve.
The darkest night would shine if you come to me soon. Until you will, I'll steal my heart. I'll hide the moon.
This is Fresh Air.